Welcome to EIR Talks. This week we present the LaRouche Connection, an audio-video news magazine produced by Executive Intelligence Review, which was founded in 1974 by Lyndon H. LaRouche.
Beginning June 12, 2002, the city fathers and other political elites of Sao Paulo, Brazil, were hosts to an historic visit by Lyndon and Helga LaRouche. This week, the LaRouche Connection would like to bring you highlights of one of the stops of that trip, their historic appearance before the Municipal Council of Sao Paulo, the world's third largest city. It is important to note that Brazil, the world's 10th largest economy, is reeling from an economic crisis that is threatening to shortly go out of control, like the crisis in neighboring Argentina. It should also be noted that President Cardoso of Brazil, subsequent to the LaRouche's visit, gave an interview to Mexican television in which he stated that, quote, President Bush doesn't care about Latin America, and that, quote, we are back to being irrelevant. The city council appearance was deliberately choreographed to create maximum impact and to honor the LaRouches. After the guests were walked to the head table, here LaRouche is escorted by his host, city council member Dr. Javarin Nimtz. Various dignitaries made statements of welcome. Before these welcoming statements, the national anthems of Brazil and the U.S. were played. Javarin Nimtz is the principal representative on the Sao Paulo City Council of Brazil's Party for the Rebuilding of National Order, PRONA. She gave remarks of welcome to the LaRouches and had the following to say. Her speech reviewed the situation in which Brazil finds itself today, on the brink of chaos. Homicides have reached the point that it is as if Brazil is in a civil war, she said. The drug trade has such power that in some parts of the country, it is de facto the government. We no longer live in an organized society. We have become a disorganized band, where everyone fights for their own interests in an uncontrolled press of every man for himself, each fighting against the other, with no perspective visible on the horizon except greater disorder. Our guest, Mr. LaRouche, has said in his speeches that it is fundamental that classical education be restored. It is necessary that our children learn, as was taught in the past, to respect civic values, the nation, the flag, the national anthem. In other words, to develop respect for all that which is the work of the Creator, and in particular, human life, which of all that we find in the world is creation's most beautiful work. She went on to praise Dr. Aeneas, the founder of her political party, Prona, and one of her formative teachers in medical school, a man who showed me the importance of knowledge for the liberation of man, and the possibility of embarking upon a struggle for the liberation of our fatherland. Dr. Aeneas, when we first read LaRouche's works, was impressed, as are all of us who also read his works. Thus it was that we joined with this wave of ideas which flow from the prodigious brain of Mr. LaRouche. And all of us began to travel in the same boat, a boat which we hope will bring us one day to navigate in tranquil waters, when we would have quelled the tidal wave which today shakes the nations of the planet. Slaves that we are to a repugnant, base, fetid, filthy financial system, which is already fully in a process of global disintegration. Because as Mr. LaRouche forecast many years ago, there's no Asian problem, nor a Russian problem, nor an Argentine problem, or a Brazil problem. This crisis is systemic. The crisis is planet-wide. All of civilization is heading towards a new dark age. It is for all these reasons that today, in this house, Mr. LaRouche, the legitimate representative of the worldwide struggle against ruinous speculation, which is dragging the world into the abyss, is honored.
Concedo neste momento a oportunidade para o pronunciamento da senhora Elka Zé LaRouche.
I want to thank you for giving this great honor to my husband in this way. And if you permit me, let me say something personal about my husband, with whom I'm almost married 25 years this year. And I hope you forgive me that I praise him if you think it's too much, I'm his wife. From my whole life I spent with Mr. LaRouche, I can tell you that he is one of the rare individuals which mankind, when it's lucky, produces sometimes once a century. And I think he really should all be extremely happy to have such an extraordinary man in such an outstanding moment of crisis the world is faced with right now. Mr. LaRouche has, like nobody else I know, revived the best treasures of universal history. In a cultural period when true human knowledge almost is lost, he has revived the best parts of European civilization. The creator of European civilization was the ideas of Plato, the contributions of Christianity, of the great Renaissance, of the German classical period, and the ideas of all the great thinkers of European history. But yet also we not neglected the other cradles of mankind, from China to India to Mesopotamia, the Sumers and Egypt.
The nomination is Kiraz, that's what is from the source of the world of practice is the son of Hashina. Hashina was the problem.
He has made the world conscious about the two traditions, the fight between the oligarchs who are only interested in the privileges of a few versus the fight of the two republicans who are concerned about the well-being of the people, a fight which goes back almost 2,000 to 3,000 years. Mr. LaRouche has taken the whole heart, the whole world in his heart.
So LaRouche took the whole world in his heart.
In the 70s, he wrote development programs for Africa, which is the reason why many poor people who are dying right now in Africa regard him as the only hope.
Nos anos 70, ele fez diversos planos de desenvolvimento para o continente africano, nas mãos que muitos estavam morrendo de miséria e fome.
Em colaboração com Indira Gandhi, ele wrote a 40-year development program for India, which is still the hope of many people in India, and which is why he is regarded as a legendary figure in the Indian subcontinent.
Em colaboração com a sua amiga Gandhi, ele escreveu um plano de 40 anos de posições, que ainda dá muita esperança para muitas pessoas no subconsciente de África.
The ideas he developed together with Lopez Portillo in 1982 about the integration of Latin America in the Operation Juarez still represent the hope and the vision for the Latin American continent to come out of its present crisis.
As ideias que ele desenvolveu desde os Jogos Portillo em 1982 se tornaram conhecidas como Operação Juarez, são ainda há muita esperança para a integração dos países da Guerra América para vencer a atual crise.
The empire of the Confederacy of Slavery and of the idea of dominating the world through world empire.
A outra ideia era do Império Britânico, que se aliou com os confederados na Guerra Civil e que defende a manutenção do poder pelas oligarquias.
By giving Mr. LaRouche the honor to be the honorary citizen of São Paulo, you all have contributed to send a powerful message to the whole world, which America does the world really want.
Ao dar a proceder, título honorário que está tão mostrando o Sr. Augusto, se der uma grande contribuição para o mundo ao disparar a mensagem de quantas Américas tem que ser destruída.
As a wife, I can only tell you, if there is hope for all the poor countries of this world, for a dying African continent, for a terrible situation in the Middle East, for a very dangerous situation in Central Asia, in the Indian subcontinent, in many other places, it is the ideas of Mr. LaRouche.
Gostoso, posso dizer que se há alguma esperança numa América tão conturbada, numa situação tão violenta como a Oriente Médio e os conflitos entre o continente asiático, são as ideias do Sr. LaRouche.
So I want to thank you because you all have contributed to do the single one most important thing to contribute to bringing the world out of this crisis. Thank you very much.
Geraldo, sempre que presente para ele, meus parentes, entra na net jump.
Dr. Inês Carneiro is one of Brazil's leading cardiologists.
and founder of the political party Corona, and was candidate for president of Brazil in the last election. In part, he had the following remarks to make in welcoming the LaRouches. Quote, recently, reading an article appearing in EIR, I was in wonder at Mr. LaRouche's deep philosophical and technical analysis about the catenary. And at a glance, it came to my mind the lessons of 40 years ago as a physics student with my dear friend, Dr. Osorio, when we were being introduced to trigonometry, transcendental functions, analytic geometry, and hyperbolic functions. Catenary is the curve describing the form taken by a homogeneous cable that is suspended by its end points. Any freely hanging cable or string assumes this shape. Catenary represents a state of order at a minimum action, Hamilton's minimum action principle. As I was saying, Mr. LaRouche magnificently explains that universal principle. Nonetheless, if you look attentively to the Brazilian candidates for the presidency, we can ask, which one of them has ever heard about the catenary? Any one of them, at the sight of an integral, would immediately think of a rattlesnake ready to bite him. None of them, by absolute ignorance of nature's scientific principles, could barely imagine the importance of scientific knowledge to the statesman, but they dare to be the greatest nation leader. Besides being a mathematician-philosopher, Mr. LaRouche has a keen intelligence and deep fluence on Gauss, Ampère, Oersted, and Kepler's theories and philosophical thoughts. Dealing with pure philosophy, Mr. LaRouche is really a scholar. From Plato to Leibniz, from St. Augustine to St. Thomas Aquinas or Descartes, and a multitude of many others, the deepness of his reasoning and wise analysis are for me something gorgeous. He speaks about ancient history as if he was there, by the same table, on the same sofa, at Plato's symposium, the Love Feast. One who reads Mr. LaRouche's articles have a science, fine arts, and philosophy refreshing shower. But beyond such cleverness, what really impresses me about Mr. LaRouche is the concern about social questions, poverty, and human destiny. Mr. LaRouche in the United States defends the same ideas as we, Peronist people, do in Brazil. He fights for the existence and presence of a sovereign national state. We want no empire. We want no hegemony. We want the general welfare. We want to protect and to promote the nation's sovereignty. That is the cornerstone. He condemns economic globalization, so dear to the rotted press, by the media corrupted that do not allow ordinary people to know what is the reality hidden under those sweet words such as privatization, minimum state, economic globalization, and so forth and so far. In reality, all the above said corresponds effectively to neocolonialism. I became aware of this in 1989, but Mr. LaRouche did it earlier than me, that a diabolic destruction plan is being settled on at an incredible fast velocity to destroy our moral values as our ancient legacy that made our nation independent and sovereign. With the free market empire, with the neoliberal wind bluster in almost every quadrant of the planet, it follows naturally that our country would be also embraced. They purposely opened the dams of our economy. Our nation was flooded with junkies and thrashers from all the world. Importation barriers for industrial products were dropped out in such a disastrous manner that our national industry was almost destroyed. But the whole process did not end. With no subsidies through Banco do Brasil to the agriculture, small and medium entrepreneurs were ruined. Bankruptcy was a market presence also in agricultural fields. They destroyed agriculture. Some millions of jobless today, as much as 20% of the economically active population, are unemployed. They wander hopelessly, famine, desperate, joining those already in informal economy, selling imported products by the traffic red lights on the streets just for a living. And a considerable number of those unfortunate people go to criminal marginality. Criminality indices are growing high leading to murder every hour in Rio Sao Paulo region, as stated appropriately by Dr. Habanero, president of Brona in Sao Paulo. They destroyed the fundamentals of classical education, destroyed religion, family principles, as well as the respect for life. Death became just a banality. Human beings are transformed into machines. With a complete freedom for speculation and the money jumping from one point to the other in our planet, it follows naturally that big trust companies fight for growing bigger and bigger, multiplying many times their assets simply by money speculation. World economy became the land of nobody, with no relationship between the real riches and the amount of money in circulation. Money is no longer a riches symbol. It is the riches in itself. I say that because there's not a correspondence between money that circulates and the real riches of the nations, as was already clearly demonstrated by Mr. LaRouche in many of his analyses repeatedly taught throughout our planet. We are living under the empire of money, fake money, just painted paper. Brazil in 2001 paid the fabulous amount of about $60 billion only for taxes and fees for the public debts, including internal and external debts. And internal debt jumped from $50 billion in 1994 to about $240 billion. I shall recall that this enormous debt arose after the Brazilian big state companies had been sold out, such as CSN, Uzi Minas, and Vale do Rio Doce, the biggest mining company in the world, whose control was sold by the ridiculous amount of $3.338 billion, equivalent to less than 1 month parcel of our payment of interest from the public debt. Fortunately, this model vanishes by itself because it is self-destructive. It bears its self-destructive germ. Let's look backwards to the Russia crisis. World press stated that this was a regional problem. Now Argentina, and they go further, saying it's a local problem. Brazil is different. But the reality is that there is nothing different. As Mr. LaRouche has been telling to selected audiences, and I have been repeating in Brazil, the crisis is systemic. There is no salvation for this model unless a joint statement by the government of major countries that the international financial system is insolvent and demands a new Bretton Woods agreement. But unfortunately, here in Brazil, Mr. LaRouche, we don't have the power to impose to the world such agreement. There's only an open door for us, a formal and final rupture with the international financial system. We are one of the biggest countries in land extension, about 8.4 million square kilometers, 21% of world freshwater reservoirs, the biggest rainforest on the planet. Only one sunny day over our country corresponds to the whole energy produced during 24 hours by some 120,000 Itaipu hydro plants, presently the world's biggest hydro plant. We have an immense vegetable reserve, plenty of vegetal oil, cellulose, sugar, starch, etc., capable of generating energy derivatives for a advantageous substitution for oil, and for that reason, able to generate whole world necessities, either solid, liquid, or gaseous products for times to come. This means the use of a clean, renewable energy accumulated into the carbohydrates molecules in a quantity many times bigger than that existing in fossil fuels, almost extinguished. We are the richest country in the world, but our people are condemned to live in poverty and misery. Rupture now. Stop importing everything and exporting raw materials and primary goods. Nowadays, even fried chips are imported, as if Brazilians were not capable of simply preparing fried chips. At the negotiations time, we'll be saying, that is enough. Stop it. Pay a fair price or nothing will be taken from ours. No iron, no aluminum, no titanium, no quartz, no neodymium, nothing. They need us more than we need them. But in order to achieve that, we will need in the government in all levels honest men, wise, diligent patriots, and not the ones weak, fallacious, deceptives, inepts, and the like that are conducting our country to the chaos and our people to slavery. In other words, as Mr. LaRouche says, a new dark age. Only in that way will we be able to explain Brazilian economic independence. Thank you very much, Mr. LaRouche. Thank you, really, because you are a symbol for the whole mankind. Before Mr. LaRouche delivered his keynote remarks, the City Council held a brief ceremony in which they named Mr. LaRouche an honorary citizen of the City of Sao Paulo and presented his wife with a gift.
Considering the circumstances and the state of the world's affairs,
considerando las circunstancias del estado de las relaciones mundiales,
the world is now in one of the most perilous periods of modern history.
O mundo encontra-se agora em um dos piores momentos da história moderna.
In which, in most nations, we will be required to look deeply into ourselves for the resources, emotional and intellectual and others, to solve the great problems which now confront us.
In a lot of países, seremos obrigados a olhar para os mais recursos, mais internos, serão necessários para solucionar essa crise global.
And therefore, under these circumstances, because of the significance of both the United States and Brazil as leading influences in the Western Hemisphere, the Americas.
Causado pela importância do Brasil e dos Estados Unidos como nações líderes do hemisfério ocidental.
It is important to reflect upon the possibilities of collaboration between two nations at this time.
Nesse momento é muito importante refletir sobre a possibilidade de cooperação entre as duas nações.
And therefore I should tell you something about myself as a figure of the United States. And what can be learned about the future relations between the two countries and others from examining that aspect of U.S.
history?
Formerly, the history of the United States began as a nation state in 1763.
Formalmente, a história dos Estados Unidos como Estado Nacional começou em 1763.
At that time, the English colonies in North America had been allied with the British monarchy in combating the French Empire in the United States, in the Americas.
Naquele momento, as colônias inglesas na América do Norte haviam acompanhado a guerra entre a França e a Grã-Bretanha.
You're listening to EIR Talks. To replay this program or to read the transcript, visit our website at larouchepub.com. That's www.larouchepub.com. Welcome back to EIR Talks. We'll continue now with the LaRouche Connection, produced by Executive Intelligence Review.
It came as no surprise to the patriots of those colonies that the British Empire would immediately turn upon and attempt to destroy the liberties of the colonies once the French had been defeated.
Não foi surpresa para os colonos da América que o Império Britânico estava disposto a esmagar a liberdade dos colonos logo após a derrota que impuseram na França.
At that point, the history and the population of the United States, what became the United States, was divided between two factions.
Naquele momento da história, a população do cristianismo dos Estados Unidos estava dividida em duas facções.
Two factions which have fought a seesaw battle for control of the United States from that time to the present day.
Duas facções que têm se enfrentado pelo domínio dos Estados Unidos desde aquele momento até os dias de hoje.
One led by Benjamin Franklin. defines my tradition in the United States. The tradition of patriots such as Franklin, such as Hamilton, Washington, such as President Monroe, Secretary of State John Quincy Adams, President John Quincy Adams, Abraham Lincoln, and others, and Franklin Roosevelt.
A tradição de homens como Franklin Roosevelt, tradição como Benjamin Franklin, como Alexander Hamilton, como Presidente James Monroe, Secretário de Estado John Quincy Adams, depois Presidente, como Abraham Lincoln, como Franklin Roosevelt.
The other side, which was formed also as a faction in 1763, were called then and now the American Tories.
A outra facção, que também se formou em 1763, era chamada na época, como é que é hoje, como os Tories americanos.
Their loyalties then and now are to the British monarchy.
Eles são leais, na verdade são leais à coroa britânica.
In the 20th century, in 1901, the assassination of President McKinley.
No século XX, 1901, o assassinato do presidente McKinley.
The American Tories took power around President Theodore Roosevelt.
Os Tories americanos pegaram o poder com a presidência do presidente Theodore Roosevelt.
The power returned to the American patriots, at least significantly, with the Great Depression and the election of a patriot, Franklin Roosevelt, as president.
O poder tornou aos patriotas americanos com a Grande Depressão e a consequente eleição do grande presidente Franklin Roosevelt.
With the death of Franklin Roosevelt, the United States slipped again into the hands of the American Tories, not completely, but as a dominant force.
Com a morte de Franklin Roosevelt, os Estados Unidos voltaram a cair nas mãos da facção Tory, se não completamente, mas pelo menos como uma força dominante.
Now, it was difficult for the American Tories to carry out their policy in that period. Many of us had been involved in a great war.
Apesar de, naquele momento, era muito difícil, durante a presidência de Franklin Roosevelt, era muito difícil que os Tories americanos pudessem desenvolver sua política, porque nós estávamos envolvidos numa grande guerra.
Many had served overseas, as I did, during that war.
Muitos deles, na verdade, morreram durante aquela grande guerra.
Just as a simple soldier, nonetheless, overseas.
Como simples soldados.
We were not disposed to give up everything we had won under Roosevelt.
Não temos que abrir mão de tudo que nós ganhamos durante a gestão de Franklin Roosevelt.
Even under President Eisenhower, we were not willing to give up the American military tradition which we had experienced, in particular during the Second World War.
Durante a presidência de Eisenhower, nós estávamos dispostos a abrir mão da tradição militar desenvolvida pelos Estados Unidos, especialmente durante a Segunda Guerra Mundial.
In 1961, we plunged into hell at about the time that Roosevelt, Eisenhower, was top.
Em 1961, no final do governo Eisenhower, ele falava em Alemanha e
President Kennedy, who intended to revive the tradition of Franklin Roosevelt, was assassinated.
Presidente Kennedy, que tentava reviver a tradição de Franklin Roosevelt, foi assassinado.
An ally of President Kennedy, President Charles de Gaulle of France, was nearly assassinated in 1962, the first of a series of attacks.
Em 1962, o primeiro de uma série de ataques, um aliado Kennedy, o presidente da França, Charles de Gaulle, quase foi assassinado.
1964-65, the United States went into an insane war in Indochina.
Em 1964-65, os Estados Unidos entraram numa guerra insana na Indochina.
Most of the American military tradition did not survive that war.
A maior parte da tradição militar americana não sobreviveu a essa guerra.
In the period beginning 1966, we began to degenerate and were transformed from a nation which had been based on production to a nation oriented toward consumption.
A partir de 1965, nós transformamos de uma nação que produzia coisas em uma casa brasileira, uma nação consumidora.
You began like the pretty United Kingdom to assume more and more an imitation or a parody of the ancient Roman Empire.
A partir daquele momento, nós nos tornamos cada vez mais uma nação que se envolve com uma ligação do Império Romano.
As you know, at the end of the Second Punic War, Rome had degenerated into what became a few or some decades later, an empire.
Vocês sabem que a partir do tempo da Segunda Guerra Púnica, Roma se degenerou, ou algumas décadas depois, que se tornaria império global.
It ceased to be a productive society, and slavery progressed.
Em lugar de sociedade produtiva, tinha uma sociedade escravizada.
It lived by looting nations around it.
Que vive de saquear, pilhar nações ao seu redor.
It ruled by a method of terror called the Roman legions. And then it died. It died of the rot. It built into itself. We have begun to die in the United States in a similar way. Over the period 1967 to beyond 1971. With the events of August 1971 and after, we became a predator nation, a consumer nation, living more and more at the expense of people around the world and less on our own productive resources.
Nós nos tornamos cada vez mais uma nação predadora, uma nação que vivia pela exploração da nação do predador.
The system that has dominated the world increasingly for the past 35 years is now come to an end.
O sistema que dominava o mundo nos últimos 35 anos agora está chegando ao seu fim.
We are now in an unavoidable international, general, total collapse of the existing monetary financial system.
Estamos enfrentando hoje um inevitável colapso do sistema financeiro mundial.
And therefore, it's important for many of you who wish to believe that's not true to warn you with this, so that you may be prepared to act appropriately at the time when the crisis becomes apparent.
Então, é importante que todos vocês estejam a não permitir que essa derrocada seja inevitável e sejam preparados para o ar.
As you know from your own experience in Brazil,
vocês sabem da sua própria experiência no Brasil,
that during the post-war period you went through a number of successive improvements in the conditions of life of your nation.
Que esse período trouxe melhoramentos na capacidade de cada nação.
This came almost to an end with the 1971
expansions.
With the crushing of Mexico in 1982, every nation of Central and South America was implicitly doomed to be crushed sooner or later.
Todas as nações da América do Sul e Central estavam implicitamente condenadas a serem marcadas pelo lado.
Today, Brazil is one of the only nations in South America which is capable of doing anything.
Hoje, o Brasil é praticamente a única nação da América do Sul que é capaz de fazer alguma coisa contra isso.
Now, go back to Rosa, 1932-33.
Então, voltemos à frente de Rosa.
In 1920s, the American people were extremely decadent. I lived then. I know it. I'll give you many clinical examples of the degeneracy of my neighbors and other acquaintances.
Eu posso dar vários exemplos que eu presenciei da minha vizinhança.
But we were struck by a great crisis. And we had a great tradition, a great patriotic tradition. We had a leadership in the form of Franklin Roosevelt, which summoned the United States to come back to its true self. In the course of time, by the end of the war, 1945, the United States was not only the greatest power on this planet, but was the only power on this planet.
De tal forma que ao final da guerra, em 1945, os Estados Unidos eram não apenas uma das grandes potências mundiais, mas era simplesmente a única grande potência mundial.
There were many injustices perpetrated by the United States and others during the period of 1945 to 1965.
Houve muitas injustiças perpetradas pelos Estados Unidos nesse período de 1945 e 1965.
But in net effect, the Roosevelt legacy lived on. The economic recovery organized by Roosevelt, the great mobilization for World War II organized and led by Roosevelt, these legacies continued into the middle of the 1960s.
A mobilização de guerra efetuada por Roosevelt, todo o processo de recuperação econômica, todo esse legado persistiu até 1965.
The Americas benefited from this. The Americas.
Todos os Américas beneficiaram disso.
Other parts of the world, like Western Europe, but the mainland, benefited from this.
Outras partes do mundo, como Marrocos Ocidental, sob influência do plano Jean-Monnet, também se beneficiaram disso.
Japan was rebuilt on this basis.
Japão foi reconstruído com base nesse legado.
So despite the injustices, the world was better as a result of Roosevelt's having lived and led.
Então, de modo que apesar das injustiças, o mundo se tornou um lugar melhor por conta do legado persistente de Roosevelt.
Now we've come to another great crisis.
Agora chegamos a outra grande crise.
A crisis as terrifying or more terrifying than that which struck the world in 1929-33.
Uma crise muito mais apavorante e terrível que a que atingiu o mundo em 1929-1930.
The United States was a piece of wreckage compared to what it was in 1929.
Os Estados Unidos hoje são um país humilde comparado a 1929-1930.
But nonetheless, in our people, in the United States, there is still embedded the legacy of the patriotism which has set into motion in 1763. Which our independence was
suppressed.
We can call that forth. There's another aspect of that tradition which is important. In the period following the war with Britain of 1812 to 1815, the United States was isolated. The entire world virtually was against us. We had on the one side the British Empire was our enemy, determined to destroy us. On the other side you had the Holy Alliance led by Metternich, the Habsburg Empire.
Do outro lado, tínhamos a Santa Aliança, encabeçada por Metternich, que estava determinado também a destruir.
At that point, the British went to the Americans and said, come join us to fight the Habsburgs in Central and South America.
Naquele momento, os britânicos vieram para nós e disseram, junte-se a nós e ajude-nos a dominar a América Central.
The Secretary of State of the United States, John Quincy Adams, later president, said to President Monroe, no. Reject the British treaty.
E então o secretário de Estado, depois do marido presidente, John Quincy Adams, rejeitou abertamente a proposta e disse não.
Adams said two things of notable right now for the present circumstances.
E ele estabeleceu dois princípios que são muito importantes para as circunstâncias atuais.
The United States must not become a cockboat in the way of a British man of war against the nations struggling for independence of the Americas.
Os Estados Unidos não tornariam um cavalo britânico na sua guerra destinada a esmagar as nações recém-independentes da América do Sul.
And also added secure the support of President Monroe, with the support of two other former presidents, to enact the so-called Monroe
Doctrine. E conseguiu o apoio do presidente James Monroe.
Quincy Adams explained it. The United States did not then have the power to defend the sovereign states emerging in the Americas. But as soon as we did, we would kick both the hospitals and the British out of the Americas in defense of the liberties of those emerging nations.
John Quincy Adams said the Estados Unidos mantinha o poder de confrontar os europeus na tentativa do Império Britânico, nunca tinha nos esmagado as diferentes nações sul-americanas, mas uma vez que tínhamos unido esse compromisso, nós vamos nos apear a ele.
That promise was kept by Abraham Lincoln close to the Civil War of the United States.
Essa promessa foi mantida por Abraham Lincoln até o final da Guerra Civil dos Estados Unidos.
The United States kicked the Spanish, the French, Maximilian, and British influence temporarily out of Mexico in other locations.
Os Estados Unidos chutaram os franceses, os espanhóis, o imperador Maximiliano, do México e outros países da região naquele momento.
Enabled the Mexican president and patriots to resume control of their own nation.
E de modo que o presidente do México, Benito Juárez, pôde assumir o controle do seu próprio país.
Under Teddy Roosevelt and Wilson, that promise was betrayed.
Sob a presidência de Theodore Roosevelt e Wilson, essa promessa foi traída.
Franklin Roosevelt restored the promise with his good neighbor policy.
Franklin Roosevelt reclamou essa promessa com a sua política da boa vizinhança.
John Kennedy proposed to revive Roosevelt's policy with the Alliance of Progress.
John Kennedy propôs reviver a promessa de Franklin Roosevelt com a Aliança para o Progresso.
Now that remains appropriate today.
De modo que é apropriado que nós hoje aqui.
While the United States has an obligation, as we all do, to find cooperation with Eurasia and Africa in saving the world from this horrible situation which now menaces us.
Os Estados Unidos têm a obrigação moral de colaborar com a Eurásia e a Europa para libertar o mundo dessa horrível crise que nos ameaça a todos.
The primary security of the United States has been, since the time of Secretary of State Adams, the issue of the security of the sovereign states of the Americas.
Desde tempo do Secretário de Estado, John Quincy Adams, o principal assunto de segurança dos Estados Unidos tem sido a segurança dos Estados soberanos da América.
And what Adams defined was a community of principle among what were each perfectly sovereign nation states.
Porque John Quincy Adams definiu uma comunidade de princípio entre todos e cada um dos Estados nacionais soberanos da região.
And so it must be today.
E assim deve ser hoje.
We in the United States are in a mess, a terrible mess.
Nós nos Estados Unidos estamos em uma bagunça tremenda.
We have great power still, but it's a sham.
Somos hoje uma grande potência, mas na verdade tudo isso é uma fraude.
Without the revival of the economies of South and Central America, the United States cannot work its way out of its hold on Russian aggression.
Como a maioria dos países da América Central, os Estados Unidos não podem sair sozinhos das conclusões que se deveriam.
Either we shall sail together or we shall sink together.
Ou nós nos salvamos juntos ou nós vamos procurar.
And what I can hope to contribute most of all, apart from what I do inside the United States and elsewhere.
E eu espero poder contribuir tudo que eu sei que a faça nos Estados Unidos em toda a parte.
Is to try to provoke among us as nations dialogue on these great issues.
É tentar provocar entre nós diálogo entre nações diversas e tradições.
We must not have a hegemonic system.
Não temos que ter sistema hegemônico.
A slave is a poor worker.
Escravo é trabalhador fraco, trabalhador ruim.
You cannot invoke the willpower and creative mentality of a people, nation's people. You cannot get much good out of that.
Se você não pode provocar poder criativo, poder da vontade de pessoas, você pode criar nada real.
Some may be more powerful, some smaller and weaker.
Algumas poderão ser mais poderosas, mais fortes, outras poderão ser mais fracas, mais débeis.
But all must be treated as personalities with equal rights.
Mas todos devem ser tratados com personalidades com direitos iguais.
From each we must demand the same thing. They must have their creative power to help solve problems.
Da mesma forma, devem desenvolver a capacidade de resolver os seus próprios problemas.
We need, above all, a community of ideas, a community of principles.
Precisamos, acima de tudo, uma comunidade de ideias, uma comunidade de princípios.
We want to eliminate all kinds of supranational control over any nation among us.
Temos que eliminar todo qualquer tipo de controle supranacional sobre nações de todo o mundo.
And finally, look at Brazil.
Finalmente, olhe para o Brasil.
This wonderfully large, virtually untouched wilderness.
Esta magnificamente grande, virtualmente intocada imensidão.
With some concentration of development, but vast undeveloped areas.
Com algumas áreas desenvolvidas, mas vastas áreas subdesenvolvidas.
Symbolized by the sheer might of the Amazon River.
Simbolizadas pela grandeza da bacia amazônica.
If you look at the Amazon region from the standpoint of the great Russian scientist Vygotsky, who defines the term biosphere and noosphere.
Se vocês olharem para a grande região amazônica, sob o ponto de vista do que o grande cientista russo Vladimir Vernadsky definiu como a biosfera e a noosfera,
you have a sense of the great power for the future. Implicit in the development of that in a scientifically sound and rational way.
Vocês poderão ter uma ideia, um sentido do enorme potencial do governo daquela região ainda em grande parte do horário.
That is one of the great projects of development for the planet as a whole.
Esse é um dos grandes projetos de desenvolvimento para o planeta como um todo.
And it should be a source of inspiration to all Brazil. About what this nation can do.
Isso poderia se tornar uma fonte de inspiração para todos os brasileiros sobre o que esse país pode se tornar.
And the United States should be very happy to have such a partner.
Os Estados Unidos deveriam se tornar muito felizes em ajudar a América Latina. Muito obrigado.
It is difficult to convey the full tenor of this event and the response of Mr. LaRouche on videotape. LaRouche came to Brazil representing himself as one of the two faces of the United States. The other face these elites know well, the face of the International Monetary Fund, the Wall Street banks, the face of the political elites who have continuously reassured Brazilians that all will be well as they plundered the Brazilian nation. The banks that use their bankers' arithmetic to jack up the foreign debt owed by Brazil each year, even as billions of dollars in debt service were paid. Brazil is on the edge of the apocalypse and could default on their foreign loans before year's end. As President Cardoso has since noted, President Bush doesn't care about Latin America. Brazil is irrelevant to the American president. It is in this context that the impact and the import of the LaRouche visit has to be seen. These are the closing remarks of Dr. Havanir, in paraphrase. The history of mankind has been made by a few men who, one way or the other, made their mark on their epochs. Persons, some lesser, some greater, of the human race, who stand out in such a way in their time that it is impossible for any of us to speak of those eras without mentioning these people who made such an important mark upon the era in which they lived. Thus, it would be impossible to study the 5th century of ancient Greece without paying attention to the person of Pericles. The Renaissance has, in the person of Leonardo da Vinci, the greatest example of the synthesis of science and art which nature could condense within a single human mind. Acting for good or for evil, some men make history, while the majority of human beings are persons who are barely spectators upon the stage of human history. Mr. LaRouche is no spectator of history. Some centuries from now, when none of us will be here any longer, his name will be remembered with admiration and respect by all those who, like we here present, know how to treasure intelligence, knowledge, and love of the human species.
You've been listening to EIR Talks. To replay this program or to read the transcript, visit our website at larouchepub.com. That's www.larouchepub.com. EIR Talks will return in a moment with closing announcements.